to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm learning to say y'all, and I like grits, and strange things are happening to me.
Unlike one of my competitors, I have had grits before. And that may explain as much as anything why everybody in Alabama and Mississippi ought to vote for me.
Governor said I had to say it right. Morning, y'all. Good to be with you. I got started right this morning with a biscuit and some cheesy grits. I'll tell you. Delicious.
What a crowd. I'm really impressed. There mustn't be anybody left at Walmart, Stephanie. This is amazing. I've never seen this size crowd before.
That's Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich trying to turn on the Southern charm heading into today's primaries in Alabama and Mississippi. Hawaii in the mix today, too, hosting their first ever Republican caucus. The presidential race, the GOP side of the ledger, that's where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's get started by an overview from Fox. Gretchen Carlson here with Mitt Romney about today's contests.
Some pundits are saying that you could be inching up in these races. What will that mean for you if you actually could win one of these two states or both?
Well, it'll be fabulous, of course. This is all about delegates. And at this stage, we're putting together as many delegates as we can. We've got a good, solid lead. I've got by far the most votes among Republicans so far. So we're hoping to be able to get the nomination at some point and go on and replace Barack Obama.
I don't know if you happen to hear that Senator Santorum. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, but here's what he said about you. Someone who's outspent 10-1, who has the establishment behind him, had the wind at his back, yet he can't close the deal. He's talking about you, Governor Romney. How do you respond to Senator Santorum?
Well, we're closing the deal state by state, delegate by delegate. I guess two and a half times as many delegates as he has, about the same number of state advantages that he has, many more Republican voters that he has. And by the way, we're pretty pleased with the progress we're making. And, you know, that's the nature of the process here. As you know, delegates are awarded proportionally. So that lengthens the process. But we're winning this, and I expect that we're going to get the nomination. And, you know, he's a fine guy. But look, in politics, you got to get out there and battle. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Well, Newt Gingrich continues to battle the both of you. He took aim at you yesterday and called you the weakest candidate in some time. Listen to this.
The most he's going to get in Mississippi and Alabama is probably a third, and he's more likely to get 25% or 28%. So, yes, he's the front runner. He's not a very strong front runner. Almost all conservatives are opposed to him, which is the base of the party.
So how do you respond to Mr. Gingrich?
You know, it's funny to listen to these guys. They're saying what they wish were the case, but happens not to be the case. Don't forget Florida, New Hampshire, Michigan, Arizona, and many other states. These are places where conservatives were asked after the race who they vote for, and I won commandingly in those states among conservatives. And, you know, if I'm a weak front runner, what does that make Newt Gingrich? Because I'm well ahead of him. So I'm happy to be solidly ahead. And, you know, these are good guys. I don't begrudge them the fact that they're out there campaigning and working hard and getting some support. But ultimately, I believe I'm going to become the nominee. And the reason is we want to have someone who can actually beat Barack Obama. Both Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum spent their life in Washington. And if people think you just need to have the same people go back in different chairs and fix that place, I think they're wrong. They want someone from outside Washington to go fix it, and I'm going to.
Last week, some of your advisors were called calculators, and they said that mathematically, Santorum and Gingrich could not win this race, even though you are not near the 1144 delegates that you need. Mathematically, independently, they cannot. But, Governor, what happens if Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich decide to go at this thing together? One of them drops out, and now there's only one candidate going up against Mitt Romney. Is it still a mathematical impossibility?
Oh, I don't think it's mathematically impossible. At the stage, anything is possible in politics, even the impossible. But I do believe that if the two of them were to, or one of the two of them were to decide not to run, I would get some of their support. The other guy would get some of the support. I'd expect to still go on and get the nomination because, as you're seeing across the party, people who know us best, people who have worked with the Speaker, people who have worked with Senator Santorum, people who know us best have lined up behind me. And that's an encouraging sign. Hopefully it gives people confidence that, you know, if the people who know you best are the ones that get behind you and support you, that's a good sign. If people who know you best don't support you, that ought to tell you something.
Up next, more on today's primaries here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like this deal worth sprinting here for. $15 off men's and women's ASICS Gel Phoenix 3 running shoes, now only $59.99. And just in time for spring training, get 50% off Franklin baseball training aids like a 5-piece base set and a multi-sport return trainer. Whether your family is into track and field or the baseball field, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3/11 through 3/17 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
On the Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen here. CBS's Charlie Rose and Erica Hill talked to Major Garrett from the National Journal about a new poll which shows 73% of Republican voters think Mitt Romney is the nominee.
What do you make of this poll, CBS New York Times poll?
Well, a lot of voters think Romney's going to be the nominee. They just don't vote that way. That's the fascinating thing about this. The assumption is Romney's going to be the nominee, but operationally, Republican primary voters split their votes. They go in different directions. Romney has not been able to transfer the expectation that he's going to be the nominee into actual voting patterns. He gets the same constituency he's always gotten. Upper income, upper educated, and moderate Republicans. Everything else gets divided.
What's interesting to me is that a half of the Republican voters have not made up their mind. 50% at this stage in the process.
10% less than a couple of months ago, but still a sizable amount of Republican voters. And this, I think, goes exactly what I just said. They expect Romney to be the nominee. They hear this inevitability argument, but it's not sold, and they're not going to go in that direction. And they keep looking for the notion of someone better, more satisfactory to them, whose name is not Mitt Romney.
What's most likely a change factor in the next several weeks in this campaign?
Well, I think it's going to be a split in the South, a kind of a mixed result. Romney will finish second, probably in Alabama and Mississippi, which is respectable. Santorum and Gingrich may divide them. Then you're going to have Illinois. Illinois is a crucial state for Santorum, like Michigan, like Ohio. The numbers have closed there narrowly, so it's a toss-up race there. And if Romney holds off Santorum in Illinois and says, I performed better than you expected in the South, again, this inevitability will continue to go, but Gingrich won't drop out. Santorum will continue. and this race will go on, I think, at least until late April, the Pennsylvania primary. Come the third week in April.
There's been so much talk for obvious reasons about the economy. Democrats are thinking it was looking much better for them than for President Obama, but there's a new poll out this morning from the Washington Post, which essentially is telling us otherwise, especially among independents who are not very happy with the way they see the president handling the economy.
At the White House for 3 weeks, the word has been deflector shield on gas prices. Put up the deflector shield. Tell people there is not a one-size-fits-all solution. Ridicule Republicans, either by name or by implication, that their attacks on the president on gas prices have no intellectual foundation. Does not matter, at least in the results of this Washington Post ABC poll. The president is underwater by 39 percentage points on handling of gas prices. 65 disapproval, 26 approval. That's a bad sign, and it's taken every other number down. Overall approval and satisfaction with the president's approval on the economy. So the president has been preemptively aggressive on the defense, and it's not working, at least right now.
Here's talk man Greg Knapp with former Missouri Senator Kit Bond about his decision to endorse Mitt Romney.
You've come out for Mitt Romney, and the biggest thing that I hear from my listeners is this Obamacare deal. That Romney Care was very similar to it, that the people that helped him set it up wouldn't help Obama set his up. There's those videos that have come out that show that Mitt Romney had actually said this could be a good thing for the nation. Recent ones that just came out on the news. So people are saying, how is Mitt Romney going to handle that in a debate with President Obama when President Obama says, well, Mitt, I just used your health care to become Obamacare?
I've been watching this political season for a long time. After I got out of the Senate, I decided to stay out for at least a year. But that didn't lessen my interest. I followed all the arguments. I know the arguments about the strengths and the weaknesses. I think Mitt Romney, number one, has shown he's an executive who can clean up a mess. He cleaned up the 92 Olympics in Salt Lake City and put Massachusetts almost back on the right track, which is...
But, Senator, that's not answering my question.
He also said he's going to repeal Obamacare.
Right.
That flat out. That's it. And that's... I talked to him some time ago, and when I wasn't endorsing, I said, you gotta deal with Obamacare. And he has been clear. He is going to repeal Obamacare.
Well, what does he do when President Obama says, Mitt, Obamacare is Romney Care. I just took your deal and I made it national. What does he say to that?
He's already said he didn't believe it should be a national mandate. There's video of him saying he did. He can say that it hasn't worked. And it's been a disaster. I've heard from small businesses across the state. I've heard from employees of businesses, employees of a large discount store. They stop me now and I say, it's going to repeal our health care. If they hadn't gotten a special waiver, it would have. And they hand out special waivers to unions and favored employers, but it is a flaming disaster.
Well, he knows that,
and he said it, and he's going to repeal it, and I hope we have enough people up there to help him get it done.
I hope so, too. What would Mitt Romney give as an alternative to Obamacare? Because we know the health care costs have been going through the roof, and people say, all right, if not Obamacare, then what?
Well, I haven't followed all the things. I haven't been in the campaign to know, but I know that both Jim Talent and I have been advising him. And Jim and I work very hard on small business health care reform, giving everybody an opportunity to deduct their health care insurance. Not just employees of large corporations or members of unions, but small businesses, farmers, independent business people should be able to deduct, I think, my guess is up to $15,000 for families, $7,500, no more gold-plated insurance that is deductible and costs and loses tax revenue, or to be able to purchase it across state lines, have health savings accounts, and ought to be able to go into cooperatives to buy across state lines so small businesses can join together. These are things that can get us where Obamacare purports to go and will never get, and that's getting more and almost all people insured.
How many of you agree with Ron Paul? There may be something funny going on with the way votes are being counted. We'll get to that story in a moment here on The Countdown.
2012 is finally here. And while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation, so call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So by now you know that we are focused on talk radio and talk television, the talk media. Here's host Nick Reed with a focus on recent comments from Ron Paul, who wants to know why he gets huge crowds at caucuses and primary events, but the results never seem to reflect that.
Ron Paul said sometimes these huge crowds don't turn into votes, and I don't know why that happens. What I do know is the revolution is alive and well, and they will not stop us. Now, speaking to reporters, Paul says he has theories about why the crowd sizes don't translate into wins at the polls, but he would not elaborate. He said, I have a lot of supporters, or a lot of our supporters are very suspicious. I don't know anything. It's instinct and hearsay stories that you hear. He goes on to say, I don't think that other candidates are getting crowds like this. We've got thousands of people coming out. You get the perception that we're going to get all the votes, he said. Now, I can tell you what some of the theories are because I've had conversations with Ron Paul people. When it comes to primaries, they believe that Democrats are getting in there and voting for other candidates in order to prevent Ron Paul from getting the nomination. I don't know that they all believe this. I don't know how much. I just know that several Ron Paul people have told me this as if it's absolute fact. I don't know what other theories there are. I mean, I suppose that some probably think, oh, that the party is fixing it and that they're stuffing ballots and, you know, that sort of thing. But the prevalent one I hear is that Democrats are getting in there and they're voting for Santorum or they're voting however, and that's what's preventing Ron Paul from breaking out.
Talk host Jay Weber converses about the latest polls, which show Romney not only ahead of his GOP opponents, but he's also now ahead of President Obama.
Two polls, Rasmussen and Gallup, now both have Mitt Romney beating Barack Obama again if the election were held today. One of them has Santorum beating Barack Obama by 1 point. That's Rasmussen. This represents both a rise for Romney and a dip for Obama in the popularity polls. One thing that's clearly hurting the president is gas prices. They're up another 12 cents over the last 2 weeks at least, and we're approaching $4 a gallon. Voters are taking notice, and according to the latest ABC News and Washington Post poll, this is hurting Obama. They say disapproval of his handling of the economy is heading higher alongside gasoline prices, as a record number of Americans now give the president strongly negative reviews. On the presidential campaign's most important issue, the economy. Increasingly pessimistic views of Obama's performance on the economy and on the federal budget deficit come despite a steadily brightening employment picture and other signs of economic improvement, and they highlight the political sensitivity of rising gas prices. These libs, they just can't figure out why. If the economic news is getting slightly better, the American people don't see it. They insist Barack Obama should be a shoo-in for re-election. These findings come 5 weeks after it appeared he was getting a boost from an improving economy. They say gas prices are the main culprit. Nearly two-thirds of Americans say they disapprove of the way the president is handling the situation at the pump. Rising prices have already hit hard. Just 26% approve of Obama's work on the issue, which is his lowest rating in the poll in any question asked. Most Americans say higher prices are already taking a toll on their family's finances. Nearly half think that prices will continue to rise and stay high. Friday's employment report showed a gain of 227,000 jobs over the past month, of course. That was good news, and it continues an upward trend. Still, the survey finds 59% of Americans give Obama negative ratings on the economy. That's up from early last month. And now a full 50% give him intensely low marks on how he's handling the economy. Listen, some of these statistics that you have to look at and take more seriously than others. If you have 50% of the country giving him intensely low marks on the economy, how can this man possibly win re-election? These are the types of numbers I've been looking at going, the pundits just have it all wrong. These Beltway pundits want to insist that Barack Obama is still a favorite for re-election. I can't see how. You have all sorts of people that may or may not have made up their mind on Mitt Romney yet. They really haven't been introduced to the guy if he's the one who's going to be the other candidate. If it's Rick Santorum, most Americans don't even know the guy. They really haven't been introduced to the guy. They haven't made strong and hard and fast decisions on him yet. But if you don't like this president, you don't like this president. And if he screwed up the economy, he screwed up the economy.
Okay, Afghanistan and that mess over there, that's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, I'm 9-time Olympic gold medalist Carl Lewis, inviting you to celebrate the 35th birthday of the Hershey's Track and Field Games. The games provide fun and easy ways for kids to get active and learn about the importance of living a balanced lifestyle. To find a local event near you and to download a free run, jump, and throw birthday party kit, visit HersheysTrackAndField.com. I challenge your family to turn an afternoon into a fun, active adventure. To get started, visit HersheysTrackAndField.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour of the countdown, and now let's talk about this horrific situation in Afghanistan. Here's radio host Gene Mueller talking to ABC foreign correspondent Martha Raddatz about the latest on these shootings and the rumors that this guy may not have been alone.
Martha, I understand there's doubt in Afghanistan among some as to whether or not this was just a single American shooter involved.
Yes, there seems to be doubt, and I think I can explain that. The military is certain this was a lone soldier. He walked off base, and when he walked off base in the middle of the night, one of the Afghan soldiers who was helping to guard the base reported that someone had just walked off. They basically took a roll call, and they found that this was the soldier that was missing. He was the only one who was missing. So they formed a quick reaction force to go try to find him. They had no idea that he was involved in something like this. Before they went out, he came back, and they detained him. Then U.S. soldiers went out to help because word started kept coming back that a massacre had occurred. So I think what probably happened is villagers woke up and saw many soldiers there and bodies and wounded who they were helping to move, but then they probably thought it was more than one soldier, but the military is certain that this was a, as one person told me, a one-man massacre.
And in the meantime, we have the Taliban calling us savages and calling for an end to U.S. military involvement in the country. And President Obama, obviously, on the phone quickly yesterday with Afghan government leaders trying to convey sympathies and also, I'm sure, convince Afghanistan that don't go falling back into the sway of the Taliban again, and all is well. This is just one very, very awful situation on top of what have been a couple of situations of late.
Yeah, there have been some very bad situations. I was just in Afghanistan a few days ago with General John Allen, who heads the forces there. And General Allen was going around and telling our service members to remain professional because six American service members were killed by Afghan security forces in retaliation for the accidental burning of the Quran. You remember that was less than a month ago that that happened, caused outrage in Afghanistan. The U.S. thought they had gotten beyond that. General Allen was quite confident that they could calm things down, and in fact, things had calmed down. But now you have this inexplicable, horrendous act, and really unprecedented. I've covered, as you know, these wars since they began. Never have I seen anything like this. A U.S. soldier, so they say, going door to door, wearing night vision goggles, hunting down people, women and children, babies, gathering them together and moving on to the next house. It is inexplicable.
Talk host Jack Ricciardi with military analyst Colonel Ralph Peters about the fallout our troops are already experiencing after this weekend's shooting.
Well, what is this incident do to what we are doing in Afghanistan?
Jack, I got to say that the problem with those surveys is that they use the word fighting. Is this war worth fighting? We're not fighting a war.
Right.
We're parading our soldiers around as pop and Marines around as pop-up targets under restrictive rules of engagement that don't let them fire back. And while there is no way to excuse or condone this murder, series of murders over the weekend, I think it can be explained. I think it's remarkable that there have been that it's taken this long to happen. It's a tribute to the discipline and training of our troops, our soldiers and Marines down on the ground, that there haven't been incidents like this in the past on this scale. Because the stresses we put those troops under are just outrageous. I mean, I had lunch with a friend of mine, a special operator, who routinely goes back and forth to Afghanistan. Just last week we were talking, and he's telling me about when you visit the line dog, you know, the grunts down on the ground, how frustrated they are because our rules of engagement protect the Taliban and expose our troops to death and maiming. And he said, for example, down in the Kandahar area, down where this happened, this murder series happened, the Taliban figured out a long time ago that our rules of engagement say we cannot shoot at a Taliban if he's unarmed. Even if we know that he just killed an American, if he isn't carrying a weapon, we can't shoot him. So what the Taliban do is instead of carrying weapons, they stash weapons at various points. They'll go unarmed, take up the weapons in the stash, do their attack, discard the weapons or stash them again, and run away. And even if we see them running away, if there's no weapon evidence, you can't shoot the guys. It's so absurd, so nonsensical. And when anything goes wrong, our generals blame the troops. I mean, we heard it with General Allen, a Marine of all people. It astonished me that a Marine would take this kind of position. That, you know, when the Quran burnings were going on, and, you know, American troops are being murdered in cold blood by Afghans, his response is to tell our troops to respect Afghan culture. And, Jack, the fundamental problem here is people like General Allen don't have a clue what Afghan culture is. They fly around in their helicopters and jets, the generals congratulating each other on how brilliant they are. They visit the troops for maybe an hour or a couple hours, have tea with a village elder. They're utterly protected, all safe, pin a medal on a guy, and they fly back to Kabul.
Well, if that isn't controversial enough, up next, El Rushbo, back in the focus on the countdown.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Master Sergeant Roy Aldridge, Korean prisoner of war, April to September 1953.
I just talked about that on MIA POW Day. To me, that's the prettiest icon in the world. Prettier than any girl you ever want to see. Prettier than my wife. Prettier than my daughters. The flag of the United States of America. Everybody wants to come. And we've all dedicated ourselves today, even our every veteran will die for those colors to keep them flying. It's the prettiest icon in the world, the flag of the United States of America.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Let's turn your attention to Rush Limbaugh from CNN, Newsweek's John Avlon here with Ashley Banfield. They talk about the steady stream of advertisers that seem to be boycotting Rush's show.
The Premier Network, which distributes Rush and many other talk radio folks, especially on the right, sent out a memo to their station saying, look, we've got 98 major advertisers. These are big names, things like McDonald's, Subway, Geico, Ford, saying that these advertisers no longer want to have their ads played on radio shows which were, could be deemed offensive or controversial. And then they explicitly listed the shows that would fall under that, not just Rush, but folks like Glenn Beck, Michael Savage, Mark Levin. So this really is could send a fascinating message to the phenomenon of polarizing, hyper-partisan talk radio. Because at the end of the day, it's all about follow the money. And this is not a censorship. This is the free market working out. The key advertising demographic, the most prized demographic, is women aged 24 to 55. Those are exactly the folks who have been most offended by some of Russ's most recent comics. So the potential repercussions are really, really fascinating and will be felt.
And you just pointed to that memo. I want to read a little piece of it that Premier Networks put out. Quote, they specifically ask that you schedule their commercials in day parts or programs free of content that you know are deemed to be offensive or controversial. For example, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, among some of them, and you mentioned some others as well. Do you think this is just sort of a temporary way for a lot of these big advertisers, like you said, the car companies, the insurance companies, the big restaurant companies, to just leap over the problem spot? Or do you think this is more staying power? Without pulling out those commercials completely, they're looking to be moved away from these contentious broadcasters.
Once advertisers leave, they rarely come back.
But are they leaving? I guess that's my question. Are they really leaving?
I think it's a sign that they are responding to pressure from consumers. And that's what's so fascinating all this. This is consumer-driven. This is social media-driven. Because of the power of social media, folks can create a grassroots protest among content they find offensive very quickly. And that will make its way to the advertisers, who at the end of the day will do what their consumers encourage them to do. So this is really a fascinating new development in ways that consumers can hold advertisers accountable.
And I think what's really interesting, especially since you wrote the book called Independent Nation, I want you to get your independent hat on here, because while, yes, this is the free market dictating what's going on with Russia and products of that ilk, it's also, you've got to admit, being driven by a lot of politicos. And to that end, people have been very critical that the leftist, radio talk show hosts don't get nearly the scrutiny. Bill Maher, by the way, commented on this because he said some horribly strident things about conservative women. And just have a listen. I never expected to hear him sort of somewhat coming to the defense of Limbaugh. I don't know if he really is, but listen to what he had to say about this.
I don't like it that people are made to disappear when they say something, or people try to make them disappear when they say something you don't like. I'm not defending him. I'm defending living in a country where people don't have to be afraid that they might go out of the bounds for 1 minute. Do we all want to be talking like White House spokesmen?
He makes such a good point, John. Do we want people to just be so homogenous because they fear what's going on? And I guess that brings up that last issue, and that is this really the free market, or is this a bunch of pushing and shoving by people who have an agenda?
No, this is not about First Amendment rights. This is the free market working out with new pressures that allow consumers to hold companies accountable for where they advertise. I appreciate the point Bill Maher's making. Mm-hmm. I also appreciate the point that a lot of folks on the right have made trying to defend Rush by saying, that, look, left-wing talkers can be just as hateful and polarizing in the past, and they haven't gotten the same kind of criticism. Fine. But take a look at the larger demographic changes that are going on. Women, younger people, leaving talk radio because they find the hyper-partisan polarizing attitudes so alienating to the way they would rather have politics talked about. So there's potentially a sea change here, away from these hyper-partisan talkers who've disproportionately dominated the debate we've had in this nation over the past several decades, towards something different, something new.
Talk host Robert Reese with Gloria Allred. She's now involved in the Rush controversy.
Gloria Allred has sent a letter to Palm Beach County State Attorney down in Florida. Now, if you're not familiar with Palm Beach County in Florida, well, that is where Rush Limbaugh resides. And she sent this letter over to Palm Beach County requesting an investigation into Rush Limbaugh for calling Sandra Fluke. I know people are calling her Fluck now, but give me a break. She's the Fluke. She'll always be the Fluke. They're calling the Fluke a slut and a prostitute. The letter says, Mr. Limbaugh targeted his attacks on a young law student who was simply exercised her free speech and her right to testify before Congress on a very important issue to millions of American women, and he vilified her. He defamed her and engaged in unwarranted, tasteless, and exceptionally damaging attacks on her. He needs to face the consequences of his conduct in every way that is meaningful. Now, on the surface of this initially, all I heard is that Gloria Allred is going to sue Rush Limbaugh for his comments about Sandra Fluke. Somebody said, do you think this has any merit? And I said, absolutely not. Free speech. You never win this case anywhere in America because he has free speech. Now, she says, Mr. Limbaugh targeted his attacks on a young law student who was simply exercising her free speech. Well, he was also simply exercising his free speech. However, there is a little catch to this story. Apparently, in Palm Beach County, or just in Florida in general, there is section 836.04 of Florida statutes. And Gloria Allred said that the statute recently came to her attention as having never been repealed, and it could apply to Rush Limbaugh's remarks. What is the statute? Well, the statute simply stipulates that anyone who speaks of and concerning any woman, married or unmarried. Of course, the Fluke was unmarried. So anyone who speaks of or concerning any woman, married or unmarried, falsely and maliciously imputing to her want of chastity, will be guilty of a misdemeanor of the first degree. Now let me break it down into layman's terms. If you call a woman a slut, then you can have a first degree misdemeanor. If you call a woman, doesn't matter if she's married or unmarried, if you basically accuse her or call her a name that falsely that basically says she is immoral, then you can be charged with a first degree misdemeanor in the state of Florida.
Here's host Chip Franklin. He talks about Bill Maher coming out in defense of Rush Limbaugh.
British actor comedian Peter O'Toole once said, dying is easy, comedy is hard, and recent events bear him out. As Bill Maher and Limbaugh dangle in the harsh winds of their poor judgment, it needs to be noted that none of it was necessary. Both men went to extremes in their attempts to be funny, and both failed miserably. And now both find themselves in an odd, misogynistic alliance. One could say that Bill Maher should have known, and by the way, Bill Maher, this is not in the book, but Bill Maher has asked for the liberals to back off Limbaugh, because he knows it affects him. One could say that Bill Maher should have known better than to pile on Sarah Palin and use a word that is universally offensive to men, women, and even Rachel Maddow. Yeah, it is my joke. He's an accomplished, experienced comedian. MR is. Most good comics will tell you that that word he used only works in bordellos and odd one-nighters in Kentucky. Definitely not before a national audience. And Rush Limbaugh, he took the bait when the Democrats passed off an experienced politico as a young, struggling law student. He called her a word that if someone said that about your sister, fisticuffs would ensue. So what did they do wrong? Well, there were cameras. Mars HBO show that serves as a self-serving GOP punching bag is seen by millions. And Rush Limbaugh's audience can see him via his Ditto cam, a grainy little surveillance image. It makes him look like Art Bell from his trailer in the Nevada desert. Bad words are worse when we can see the lips move.
All right, let's move on from that to the latest on Iran and the nuclear weapons story here on the Countdown. Up next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As we get our feet into the fire, let's talk about Iran as a hot topic. CNN's Fareed Zakaria talked to analysts Elliot Abrams and Fred Stevens about the growing tensions between Israel and Iran, and if anything has changed since last week's meeting between the Israeli Prime Minister and President Obama.
Tell us what you think Netanyahu took back from his visit to Washington. What do you think how did he read the mood and what did he tell his cabinet when he went back?
I think he would have read a desire on the part of the president that he not bomb Iran. But I don't think things changed much during the visit. He knew that was the president's view. Certainly in the public discourse, the president did not offer him very much more than he had previously done in terms of what the United States would do about Iran. A slight toughening of the American rhetoric, but not enough, I would think, to change the fundamental Israeli view that they're probably going to need to take care of themselves.
But you don't think that that by saying containment is not our policy, that was a big shift, that was a kind of unequivocal explanation that, you know, we are going to try and prevent this from happening? Well, I thought that was further than either your administration or Obama had gone.
Obama, in 2009, used the P word, prevent. And even in the State of the Union message, he was pretty tough. To say now, yes, it's good that he said containment is not an option, but when you say things like it's unacceptable or it is my policy to prevent, that still falls short, I think, of saying this will not happen. and saying it to the Ayatollahs as well. This will never happen.
Well, there's some subtleties here. First of all, there's an issue of timing. I think what the president really wanted from the prime minister was don't bomb between now and the first Tuesday in November. I think there was an aspect of a political calculation. There's also a strategic nuance that's very important between Israel and the United States. For Israel, an Iranian nuclear breakout capability is tantamount to a nuclear capability. That's to say, if the Iranians have part of their nuclear program here and another part there, and can rapidly assemble it, that gives them a de facto nuclear capability. The United States is saying that breakout capability isn't quite the same thing as being a nuclear power. And that's a distinction that I don't think a lot of people got, except at fairly high levels of policymaking. But it's the distinction that matters most of all for Israeli decision makers pondering whether to strike Iran. Can they allow Iran to get to that breakout point, not the point where they can actually test a bomb?
More chatter now from Matt Patrick, who has Congressman Ted Poe on his program. They talk about the possibility that Israel is about to launch a preemptive strike against Iran.
The former chief of Mossad on 60 Minutes last night, he says that a preemptive strike against Iran right now would be a very, very bad idea. Even went so far as to say that in their own way, Iran is rational. Would you agree to that?
I don't know that I would agree that Iran is rational. Maybe the people of Iran are rational. The supreme leader and Ahmadinejad are not rational. They have made it clear for years that they wish to destroy Israel. That is their mission in life. And the reason we're going through all this turmoil is because they want to develop nuclear weapons. And the first rocket, as Ahmadinejad said, would go to Tel Aviv.
Right.
So I believe that. And so I would disagree that the folks are rational.
Congressman, you know, this scares a lot of people. A lot of Americans know that if there is a war between Iran and Israel, we are going to be involved in one way or another. It makes people very uncomfortable. People don't want to get in wars again. What should our position be, do you think? Should we continue to apply sanctions to Iran? And if Iran does strike Israel, how should we help them?
Historically, sanctions have never worked. The sanctions that are imposed now are moving in a direction where they tend to hurt Iran a little bit, but it just sanctions just prolong the inevitable. They are going to develop nuclear weapons, and we need to realize that as a nation. Our best strategy right now should be we should be supporting the people of Iran for regime change in their own country. There are many people in Iran who don't like Ahmadinejad. They want him replaced. And so if we're publicly, verbally saying he needs to go, as we have said with some other dictators, that would help the people of Iran. That's the best hope for the world, is a regime change in the country, not a shooting war between us and the Iranian government, including the Israelis.
We saw the people of Iran rise up a few years ago. Our president did really nothing, in my opinion, to support that uprising. Maybe gave a few verbal accolades here and there, but nothing more than that. Do you think this president is a fan of Israel? Do you think that this president will stand behind Israel from what you see?
I don't know. He says he will, but he gives mixed signals over the history of his presidency. He has said different things at different times. I believe that's why Netanyahu came to the United States to find out exactly what the administration's position is with Israel. I'm not sure exactly today what would happen. Are we, as the president says, do we have their back, or is that just talk?
As we wrap up the hour, you may not have gotten all the info, so you can check it out two ways. Go to the countdown box at DougStephan.com, or go over to the listen box and click on the first hour of the Talk Radio Countdown.